This podcast brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Exponential 2016, the AUVSI trade show in New Orleans. I'm with Bill English of the National Transportation Safety Board. Bill, we just happened to run into each other, and I was surprised that there have been some drone accident investigations. You had a panel on it today. Tell me a little bit about the panel and then what's involved in these drone investigations.
Sure thing, Paul. Thanks. We've got a panel, accident investigations for UAS professionals, going on all this week. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll be up in room 288 at 315. Panel is made up of myself, Kyle Snyder from NC State and part of the Assure program, as well as Anna Neal from the CERLOT agency. She's public affairs for the Assure program, as well as John Gaster from KSI Data Sciences. And what we'll be discussing is an investigation of an accident or an incident in the civil unmanned world. Now that we've got literally thousands of civil operators here, the exposure to a potential mishap is there, and we'd like to help people get prepared for when the worst happens. If they're involved in an accident that causes injury or some kind of significant event, even just an incident, how we can dig in, get into that data, start working on that sequence of events and root cause, which is just what we've been doing in manned aircraft for many years, help people get prepared for that.
We should say right off that this doesn't apply to recreational, just commercial.
That's correct, yeah. The NTSB's mission doesn't cover the hobbyists at all.
So what's involved? What defines a drone UAS accident, and then what does the NTSB do after that, and does 830 apply?
Yeah, exactly. 830 does apply, just as it does to any other aircraft. We updated that regulation quite a while ago. We anticipated the small UAS. So UAS can be involved in an accident just like a manned aircraft. We've got one minor cutout out there is if the aircraft is smaller than 300 pounds, and it's just damage to the aircraft, then that doesn't apply as an accident. But if an injury has occurred, a serious injury or a fatality, it's an accident just like any other aircraft. And all the serious incidents apply, regardless of weight, just like any other aircraft. So your flyaways, battery fires, things like that are incidents and could be potentially investigated, again, just like any other aircraft.
And I think you mentioned there have been a couple dozen of these, and generally what has the pattern been?
Mostly here would pretty much just flyaways. There's been a few actual crashes of larger UAS, mostly experimentals or in the government end of things. On the small UAS side, almost all there flyaways, flight control issues, generally configuration issues. In fact, it's very similar to a lot of what we're seeing now in manned aviation, the automated human-machine interface, those kind of things. The what's it doing now question, that's happening in the drone world as well. So it just scales just like that.
Do you think as the number of drones goes up exponentially, which AUVSI thinks they will, that you're going to see a similar increase in accidents and incidents?
I hate to predict anything, but law of averages says there's a lot of numbers, so there might be out there. I will say, though, that our record so far is pretty good. We don't have any serious injuries or fatalities caused by commercial drones in the U.S., period. And hopefully we'll keep it that way. I mean, hate to predict, but the record's pretty good so far.
And where's the NTSB on any kind of involvement in collision risk to general aviation or airline aircraft?
Yeah, we're paying attention to that. We know there's there's rash of sightings of drones that are out there. Generally, we are, a forensics response agency. So if something does occur like that, something very serious, we do have the, even on the near misses, we do have the ability to investigate if we see that something's warranted. Haven't done that yet. Obviously, any collision, regardless of what the circumstances are, we'd work on that. And that would include a hobbyist drone that collides with the manned aircraft, because we'd be looking at the manned aircraft.
From what I've seen, on the near misses and the sightings, the data really isn't good enough to do much with, is it?
I think you're probably right there, and which is why we haven't. So far, we've just been watching with keeping our eyes open.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Good seeing you.
We've speaking with Bill English of the NTSB. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Exponential 2016 in New Orleans. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.